The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. We're back. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, and you can join us in the conversation. I don't know how many of you are headed out to the deer stand or the duck blind. I know that legal shooting time is, somewhere right around 7. It depends on where you are in the state. I don't know if you know this or not, but sunrise and sunset differs about 4 minutes with every latitude? Yeah, every line of latitude, yeah. Or is it longitude? Latitude. I don't know. But anyway, from Western Maryland to the Eastern Shore, it can vary as much as 16 minutes or 15 minutes or something like that. But make sure you check your sunrise and sunset table where you are. And, of course, if you have a cell phone and you do the weather, it's all good. So let's see here. Here's a text from a friend in the deer stand. This is Bill from Westminster. Hey, in my stand, will me a deer, please. Apparently he's listening. All right, Lord, we ask you to send a deer to Bill this morning. See, I firmly believe that, and as a younger man, I didn't, but I do now. Every deer is a gift from God. You can't make them come to you. I mean, you can put a corn pile out. You can rattle horns. You can grunt a grunt tube. You can do it. You know, you can use a can and a doe bleat and that type of thing to get their attention. But to get them to come to you and to get them to stand in a good position, or even, you know, a position where you can shoot, you can't make anything in nature do what you want to do. So, you know, it's kind of a joke when I said, I'll will you a deer. Actually, it's basically just a prayer to ask God to provide a deer. And I believe that everyone is a gift from God. So that's, you know what? We may fancy ourselves as outdoorsmen and hunters and skilled woodsmen and everything else. And I'm not saying don't do your due diligence. I'm not saying you can go out there and, you know, and stand in the middle of a winter wheat field, in a t-shirt and shorts and a pair of sneakers with your firearm and, you know, ask God to provide you a deer to shoot. No, I'm saying you got to do your due diligence. You got to do your woodsmanship. You got to go where the deer are. You know, you've got to put your cover scent on. You can put your deer lure out if you want. You can do any of that stuff that you want to do to enhance the experience. You know, you got to stay still and you got to stay scent free and you can't move around and you have to do what you have to do. But ultimately, in my opinion, and you can agree or disagree, God is the one that provides the animals for us to harvest. So that's just the way I feel about it. So that's good for you, Bill. I hope you're listening to this. So we just willed you a deer. So we don't want to come in now. We want to wait a legal shooting time, but we hope you get one today. So it's all good. It is all good. Let's see. I wanted to talk a little bit about Sunday hunting and tell you what the opportunities are here for the last day of the deer firearm season. For antlered white-tailed deer, the season today is January 8th, January 9th in make sure I say this right. All right. Region B, that's where we are. Region B, antlerless white-tailed deer. Let's do that one first. January 8th, January 9th, and January 10th. You're allowed antlerless deer in Calvert, Caroline, Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Harford, Queen Anne's, Somerset, St. Mary's, Washington Zone 1, and Worcester counties on private land only. Deer firearm season is open today, Sunday, tomorrow, January 10th. Let me repeat that. Calvert, Caroline, Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Harford, Queen Anne's, Somerset, St. Mary's, Washington Zone 1, and Worcester counties for white-tailed deer. Okay? In Region B. There is no January season in Region A. Sika deer, let's see. Today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, Sunday hunting in Caroline, Somerset, Worcester counties on private lands only. Sika deer firearm season is open tomorrow as well. Not in Dorchester County. Caroline, Somerset, and Worcester counties. Okay? Not Wicomico, not Dorchester, the two most favorite counties for Sika deer hunting. Sunday hunting is not open on those two Sundays. And you might say, why is that? Why is that? Well, Sunday hunting is a very complicated issue. And the way it was set up initially to get any Sunday hunting in Maryland, a 350-year-old law was repealed in 2003. The way it worked was there were two Sundays authorized for Sunday hunting. It was the first Sunday in November for bow hunters during the rut and the first Sunday of the deer firearm season offered as statewide Sunday hunting opportunities with the option of the local jurisdictions opting in or out of that legislation. And in the beginning, I believe it was 12 counties that opted in to have only 2 days of Sunday hunting only on private lands in Maryland. Now, in 2002, the bill was passed in the General Assembly, and it was rejected and vetoed by Paris N. Glendening as governor. In 2003, the bill was brought back. It passed the General Assembly again, and it was signed into law by Governor Bob Ehrlich. All right? So that was 2003. Here we are, fast forward to 2016, 13 years later. There have been nearly 30 independent, individual bills to expand Sunday hunting across the state. And these were bills that are submitted by local delegations in the various counties. Okay? Some counties want expanded Sunday hunting. The hunters in those counties have spoken to their delegates or their senators. The delegates or senators have agreed. And Sunday hunting is now expanded in certain counties on certain Sundays across the state. There are three counties out of the 23 that have no Sunday hunting. And those three are Prince George's, Baltimore, and Howard County. You see, apparently the Baltimore County hunters, all 9,000 of them, which comprise almost 10% of the hunting licenses sold in Maryland, don't have a voice or a big enough voice to convince their county delegation that they want Sunday hunting. So apparently they don't have a big enough political clout. Okay? And we learned that last year when a Sunday hunting bill was proposed, and we couldn't get anybody from Baltimore County to show up to testify in behalf of any of those bills. One hunter showed up to testify as a Baltimore County resident when the bill was introduced in the Senate last year by Senator Johnny Ray Solling. And you know that one of 8,900 hunters was? That would have been me. I did not testify as the executive director of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. I testified as a private individual, as a licensed hunter in Baltimore County. Even though the call went out here on the radio, online, on Facebook to our members on a action alert, and there was zero response from the hunters of Baltimore County when they had an opportunity last year to support a Sunday hunting initiative in Baltimore County. Okay? Just say it. Just say it. Baltimore County, Prince George's County, Howard County do not have any Sunday hunting dates. Those three counties opted out of the original proposal. Those three counties maintain no Sunday hunting in their counties. So these 30 pieces of legislation have had various pieces of various bills passed to expand Sunday hunting in their counties, and that's why we have this mishmash of Sunday hunting. Attempts by some to expand Sunday hunting or make it a uniform Sunday hunting initiative across the state have been rejected by the General Assembly. That is why the individual counties and the individual hunters in those individual counties have to go to their local delegations and request that they put legislation in as a local bill to increase Sunday hunting. And even when that happens, the Maryland Horse Council has opposed Sunday hunting because they stand against Sunday hunting statewide in any opportunity, anywhere, anytime. They want it all gone. They want to be able to enjoy their recreational activity. And hunters, they don't want you to enjoy yours. They want to ride their horses. They want to chase their foxes because they feel endangered by you and I, the people who take a hunter education course, who are mandated to take a hunter safety course, mandated to be able to handle a firearm safely. And they are afraid of us, that we are going to shoot them and their horses out from under them if we have any opportunities to hunt on Sunday. And they are adamantly opposed to it. They are adamantly against it. And they'll state it every time you ask them. So, what happens? Well, a meeting was called. December 9th, the meeting was called. There were stakeholders called to the table. That included the Maryland Horse Council, the Fox Chasers, they're called MOC, M-A-W-C, the Marylanders, Maryland Association for Wildlife Conservation. They're the Fox Chasers. Okay. There's another organization called the Maryland Farm Bureau. They were at the table. Maryland Hunting Coalition was there. And three, I believe, of the Wildlife Advisory Commissioners on that panel were there. There were, I don't know, 15 people in the room altogether. Draft legislative language was crafted. A compromise was reached. Maryland Hunting Coalition added language that protected all the Sunday hunting days that you enjoy across the state. We had 1 week after the draft legislation was given to us to respond. The Maryland Hunting Coalition was the first to respond in favor of the language of the proposed legislation, followed by the Maryland Bow Hunters Society, followed by the Maryland Farm Bureau. We did not hear from the Fox Chasers. We did not hear from the Horse Council. However, we do know that they went outside of this circle, this group of stakeholders, and worked with wildlife officials. And at the end of the day, fully 1 month later, they rejected the proposal. 3 weeks after the deadline, they rejected the proposal that their representatives negotiated. And that's where it stands. Let's talk to Norbert in Kent Island. Good morning, Norbert. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Alan.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yes, good. Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yep,
you know, the car phone thing is crazy.
It's good.
Okay. What I was going to say is congratulations on your hunt yesterday.
Oh, it was a great time.
I hope you have a good one with your grandson today.
So I want some sycamore meat. I'm ready for that.
And we're out here getting ready to go goose hunting here this morning.
Good. What county are you hunting?
All right, we're in Kent County.
Oh, I know where you're hunting.
Between Chestertown and Rock Hill.
I know exactly where you're hunting.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Anyway,
you got birds on the property?
Season. Yeah, it's been a strange season, but the geese are here now. So.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you got another couple weeks to hunt them, which is good.
Thank goodness, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Thank goodness. So,
well, good.
Like that. But, yes, have you been out at all?
Other than the sea duck hunt and one busted wood duck hunt, no. Well, no, two wood duck hunts, one successful, one not. But I haven't been out for any divers since there aren't any, and I have not been out in the goose field.
Okay.
I like hunting geese. I far prefer ducks, but that's me.
Well, I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
The half of our crew is out duck hunting today.
Well, that's good.
The other half is going to wander around in this field for a while and hope we have some luck.
Norbert, did you get the email on the canvas back?
Yes, sir, I did.
What do you think of that proposal?
Well, I think it makes sense.
Well, of course.
We talked about it a year ago. It makes sense.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I don't know whether you're getting any feedback from anybody yet.
It's some.
A little early.
Some.
But, it just makes sense.
Yep.
Kind of thing. It's hard to see anybody being upset with that one.
Well, the way we look at it is with the historical significance of the canvasback linked to the wild celery, the submerged aquatic vegetation on the bay. Okay? That's what yep. brought them here. That's what brought them to the flats. Okay? Market hunting.
Certainly,
what's that?
I said it certainly would be wonderful if you had them again.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we're spending $14 billion to restore the bay. If indeed that submerged aquatic vegetation returns to the flats and we see canvasbacks again, it's like the canary in the mine, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And a fascinating sight, whether you're out there hunting or whether you're watching in any vantage point, it's a fascinating sight.
To see those flocks of canvasbacks. I'll tell you, what inspired me was hunting at Howell Point. With Bo Kennedy and his operation Flyby Island, I will tell you what, there's vast flocks of canvasbacks were when we hunted there, and it's amazing to watch them, absolutely amazing to watch them. So, it's the biggest duck we have on the bay, and it is historical to the point where we were shipping 15,000 of those ducks a day from Baltimore to Boston in rail cars, in canvas bags for the food market. And we were decimating the numbers, and the historic Chesapeake Bay canvasback duck led to the 1918 Migratory Bird Treaty, which helped to end market hunting in the United States. And the Harvard Grace Decoy Museum is a fine, fine place to go learn that history.
No question about it.
Yep.
I'm probably there twice a year myself.
Good for you. Well, Norbert, you have a wonderful day goose hunting today.
Yes, indeed. Say hello to your grandson for me.
I will do so. Thanks, Norbert.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There goes Mr. Norbert. Mark in Reisterstown, thank you for calling. What's up?
Yes. I'm a little disabled because of my military service and everything, but I knew when you said that you were the only one there to testify, I knew you were going to say you.
And why?
If I had mobility, I would have been standing right next to you. The previous caller just hung up. Actually, my sister lives around there.
Uh-huh.
Some of her friends hunt, and they make the deer meat and bring it up for me to eat. I love deer meat.
Yeah, I got you.
I don't hunt, but I love deer meat. It's preposterous that they would not allow the hunters to hunt on Sunday, because I concur with exactly what you said. And more people should have come out in support of it, because all the safety measures are in place and the people shouldn't be afraid that the hunters are going to shoot,
Hey, look, the horse crowd showed up. The horse crowd showed up to testify against it.
Huh. Well, I don't understand why more of the deer hunters didn't come out there. I don't understand why they didn't come out with you.
I don't know either. But it is what it is. So, the Hunting Coalition was brand new at the time. You know, we had been in existence from September 27th. The session started in January. We put out the action alert. I'm sure we'll put out more action alerts this year with things that are coming up in front of us. So, we are expanding our online presence as far as social media is concerned. We're expanding our membership. So who knows? Maybe some Baltimore County hunters will show up. Maybe some Howard County hunters will show up. Maybe some Prince George's County hunters will show up. But right now, there's nothing going to happen on Sunday hunting on a statewide basis, because when the Horse Council basically threw cold water on the proposal, there were some email responses, and we're just playing wait and see right now. That's all we're doing. So,
well, at least you're at the forefront. At least it's happy to know that I listen to your show every weekend, and at least it's nice to know that I consider you to be one of those people that are at the forefront of it, and what you do. All the hunters out there should appreciate what you do for the sport.
Right. Well, I appreciate the kind words.
You're welcome.
You got it, buddy. Yeah. All right, Mark. All right. Bye-bye. God bless you. Bye-bye. There he goes. I think we need to take a break, and then we'll talk to Fran and anybody else who wants to weigh in. Absolutely. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. You know, deer season, firearm season is coming to a close as late as tomorrow, and it'll be over for firearms hunters in Maryland. But the deal continues at Clyde Sports Shop on the AB3, the A-Bolt 3. Let's say you're disappointed with your firearm this year. Let's say it's time for a trade. Let's say it's time for an upgrade. Let's say you want to switch from, maybe you want to switch from the old 30-30 or 35 Remington and get a 308 or a 30-06 or a 270 or something like that. Well, check out this AB3, the A-Bolt 3. It's a combo. It has a 3x9 Redfield scope. And it comes with an ABS case. Now, this is a bolt action firearm that has a synthetic stock and a blued barrel, and comes with this great scope combination from Redfield, a 3x9 Redfield scope in a case. And it is the best price on a high powered rifle combo that you will find, especially a Browning. And it comes in almost all the standard calibers, some of the Magnums, some of the short Magnums, but 243, 270, 30-06, 308, 7mm mag, 300 Win mag. That just about covers it for almost all the North American game species, and you can get the AB3 in those calibers at Clyde Sports Shop. Now, you want to kick it up a notch? You want to invest a little more? Well, take a look at the X-Bolt. This gun is a extremely accurate bolt action big game hunting rifle. I have an A bolt myself. Okay, I have an A bolt. The X bolt is a step above, and the A bolt allowed me to take a nice bear in Western Maryland this year at 200 yards. And I will tell you, the Browning firearms that I own are just spectacular. This is an extremely action, bold action, big game hunting perfection rifle. It comes in all standard Magnum, short Magnum calibers as an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. See these fine rifles and more at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That's exit number 9. That number is 410-242-6108. Website, ClydeSports.com. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, you know what? It's time for the Great American Outdoor Show presented by the Outdoor Channel. It's coming to the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, February 6th through the 14th. Tickets are on sale now online at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. This is the world, and you know what? You can avoid standing in line by doing that. Get your tickets online. This is the world's largest outdoor show. It's a nine-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs, and archery to art, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. There's a jam-packed schedule, including country concerts, fundraising dinners, speaking events, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much more. Visit GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org for details and get your tickets.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, this is Sean Hannity. Guess what? Now there's finally a place to find the truth. Every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get to knocking. And your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? But fever, gonna get you, boy. But fever.
All right, here we go. Boy, we got a couple callers here. Let's talk to, Gunter in Towson and then Fran in Baltimore. Thanks for holding on. Good morning, Gunter.
Good morning, and you know I love your show. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I'd like to know, why can't you turn the table on the horse people?
And do what?
Well, block them from riding around on Sunday.
How do we do that?
Well,
why would we want to do that? We want them to be free. We want them to be
free. Tell them if you block us all the time, then we'll do the same to you for a while.
Well, there's nothing we can do about that because this is private land. These are private property issues, Gunter.
Oh, I see.
Okay, if a landowner wants to hunt or allow people to hunt on his property on Sunday, why shouldn't he be allowed to do that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Horse people have the opportunity to ride on private land, and people offer, you know, invite them over to trail ride and do everything else, and they can enjoy their recreational opportunity. Yeah. You know, hunting season starts September 1st and in general ends January 31st. I mean, there's some rabbit hunting and there's some spring turkey season and that type of thing. Okay. But these people can ride their horses 24/7, 365 if they want to, unhindered by any regulations. They don't have to buy a license. They don't have to pass a course to be a safe horseback rider. Okay? Fox chasers don't have to buy a hunting license. They don't have to take a hunter safety course, and they don't have to have written permission from the landowners where they chase their foxes.
But aren't there a lot of private landowners who are for hunting?
Sure there are. Sure there are. But all that has to be fixed by the General Assembly. And that's what I'm saying. If the hunters want Sunday hunting opportunities in their state or in their county, they need to be in touch with their county delegation. And I know Fran's call is going to lead into that because she's going to talk about registering to vote. And guess what? We make it simple for hunters to register to vote. MDHuntingCoalition.org. And there's a voter registration button right there. You click on it, download the application, and guess what? You can register to vote right online through the Hunting Coalition website. So anyway, we have no desire to stop the horse people from doing what they do.
Okay.
We have no desire to stop the fox chasers from chasing foxes. But I do think they should help pay the freight.
Yeah.
I think they should be licensed, quite frankly.
Yeah. Okay. I have another question. You're saying might be very simple.
Yeah.
What's a spike thicket deer? Why don't you want anybody to hunt a spike?
A spike thicket deer is a thicket deer that has only unbranched antlers. It has two spikes sticking up from its head. Its antlers haven't branched yet, and the reason we don't do that is because those are immature deer.
Oh, I see.
Okay, they're immature. It takes a while for those sicka deer. They're a different age set. They're a different species than a white-tailed deer, and it takes a mature sicka deer to have a branched set of antlers.
That explains it all.
Yeah, we want to maintain the maturity of the herd.
I just didn't know what it meant. And
let the little guys walk.
Yeah. And have you had any more calls on the signs on the road? We know it's deer crossing.
Yeah, no.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
good to
take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Here we go. Hey, Fran, hang on there. Josh is heading out hunting, so we want to say hi. Josh, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. So what's going on, Josh? You going out for deer today?
Yeah, we're trying our luck on the last day.
Yeah, it is. Well, you can hunt in Carroll County, right, on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to hunt tomorrow, too?
Probably not.
No? Okay. I got you. Do you hunt in Carroll County?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good. All right. But you're able to go today. That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Did you get a deer this year?
No, not yet.
Not yet. That's what today's all about, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we'll be careful out there. You know, you got an east wind, so it's maybe a little slow, may not. Do they do any deer drives where you are? Do they try to push the deer?
No.
No, you just sit in the stand and wait for them, right?
Yep.
I got it. Well, get out there early and late are probably going to be your best times. So, uh-huh. Are you hunting with your dad?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know he's a good hunter. So you're in good hands there, Josh.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck out there, buddy. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Fran, hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
First of all,
uh-huh.
I'm sitting here. I tell myself, you can't call every week.
Yeah, you can.
But I'm sitting here, and after things that I heard and speeches that I heard being made this week on what's coming, at least my interpretation of what's coming, I thought, oh, the show's going to be hot this Saturday. I thought, oh, the phones are going to be off the hook, you know. And I'm listening to your voice getting hoarse, just talking, and a few people call in, and I says, I don't believe it. Is anybody listening to what's coming? Is it just me that hears and sees what's coming? I asked.
In general, Fran.
A year ago, I begged them. I said, the power is in the numbers. I begged them to register to vote. I begged them to send a message. I begged them to show up in Annapolis. And I think, I don't know whether if they think things are going to go on as usual.
Fran, that's exactly what they think. And here's
100 years. Wait a minute. Your world is changing, hunters, whether you see it or not, and you better act on it. And the way, as I told you before, to act on it. Let me tell you, I was so, this week, I said, I'm not going to call. Then I said, yes, I am. I'm going to tell you what I want. I wish I could see. You talk about, what is it that woman does calling the deer? Well, I wish I could be a hunter whisperer. What I would love to see is that we got like 100,000 registered hunters in Maryland, right? Let me tell you what. Monday, I would like to see registered hunters become registered voters before the sun goes down Monday night.
There you
go. I'm serious. Do you understand that you don't get recognition? You don't get respect? I'm going to tell you, and this is my personal opinion. It's not Alan. It's not his show. It's not the Hunting Coalition.
It's the Fran show.
No, don't say that. It's the fear that demands respect. You don't show the numbers. Who's scared of you? Do you understand what was said this week? Do you understand how things are going to change? I can't get into it right now because I could talk another hour about what I see and what I hear. And I thought the phone would be off the hook. But please do this, people. If you have a reading problem and you're scared, get somebody to help you. You can go online and register. But please, please, this is one thing that you can do, as far as I'm concerned, takes priority. Nothing is important Monday more than family or emergencies or something, but nothing is important more than for you to register to vote. I want you to almost have to shut the web system.
Fran, hold on. You're absolutely right.
I'm sorry.
All I have to say is two words. Let me just say three words. Okay, that will inspire people to register to vote, not only in their local Maryland election, but in our state elections and also our national elections. Let me just say three words. Are you ready for those three magic words?
I guess so.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Was anybody listening? Did you hear that speech? And hey, what determines who's mentally ill? You know, you think about people running around talking and acting crazy. Have you ever had an eating disorder?
Let me ask you, Fran, have you ever been prescribed antidepressants?
Wait a minute.
Have you ever gone to the doctor and complained of depression? Is that is that mental illness?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government wants all your medical records now online, and they can access that.
Where is everybody?
Listen. If you are on Social Security disability, guess what? You may be adjudicated not able to own a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? According to the federal government. What happens if somebody is your caretaker? What happens if somebody, what happens if you have a massive gun collection, okay, and you're disabled and your daughter's taking care of you? What happens to your guns?
Uh-huh.
You may be adjudicated by the federal government to be mentally incompetent, and when you're judged mentally incompetent, yes, hi, I'm here from the federal government. We're here to collect your firearms.
I was listening. Let me tell you, you go to the doctor, right? You say a little depressed. Maybe you had a death in the family.
Yeah.
That's normal. But here's how the notes can read. Patient complained of depression over grief.
Right.
Recommended that the patient take a medication for their, you know, nerves. And
right,
all.
Sure.
Patient refused medication.
Right.
That's how the notes can read.
Of course. Yep, I know it. All right, Fran.
I'm sorry. All right.
You made your point. I appreciate the
call. Please register, people. I beg you again.
Fran, I'm going to say this again, and I've said it before. The hunters in Maryland know that the Maryland Hunting Coalition exists. And great. Let's give them some applause. Yay for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. They will do it for us. Well, guess what? Our advocate, Mr. Miles, works for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, but in reality, he works for all the hunters in Maryland and deserves the hunters in Maryland to help support his contract with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. That's what he deserves. And we shouldn't have to go. We were talking the other day on on the Sea.com. If we had the money, do you know what this organization could do? We could make grants to youth programs. Mm-hmm. We could do so much. But the two keywords are ignorance, which means we don't know, and apathy, which means we don't care. And when you say the two major problems with the hunting community in Maryland are ignorance and apathy, the response is, yeah, well, I don't know about that, and I really don't care. Proving my point. Got to go.
All right.
Thanks, Fran.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. Fran is the evangelist of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Great American Outdoor Show, presented by the Outdoor Channel. Guess what? Coming to the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex. That's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, February 6th through the 14th. Tickets are on sale now. Don't wait in line. Get your tickets online. GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. It's the world's largest outdoor show. It's a 9-day event. Celebrating hunting and fishing and outdoor traditions and lifestyle and heritage. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors ranging from shooting manufacturers, a lot of gun manufacturers, I'll tell you that, to outfitters, to fishing boats and RVs and archery to art, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. Maryland Hunting Coalition would love to show up at the Harrisburg Show and recruit members, but we don't have the money to buy a booth or time or hotel rooms or anything else. But maybe someday. There's jam-packed schedule, including country concerts, fundraising dinners, speaking events, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much more. Visit GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org for details and tickets. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Hey, let me tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. I told you about all the firearms, okay? I told you about the A5 and the Gold Light 10 gauge and the BPS pump and the X-Bolt and the A-Bolt 3, but let me tell you about a little bit about the fact that they are getting ready for fishing season. Licenses are on sale. I don't have a date for their annual sale, but you should go check it out because fishing stuff is coming in. I was there the other day, and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of fishing stuff was showing up. So they're going to be ready for rockfish. They're going to be ready for trout. They're going to be ready for perch. They're going to be ready for any type of fish that you want to fish for starting now at Clyde Sports Shop. That's right. They carry, well, now's the time to get your rods and reels repaired. If you're getting ready to go fishing, get new line on your spools. Just strip all that old stuff off and go in there and let them fill your spools up. They'll do that for you. Check out the new tackle, the new trolling lures, everything and everything, anything for fishing. You know, they even carry live bait year-round if you want to go now. Stop at Clyde Sports Shop. Make sure you do. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. And if you want to check on the 24-hour fishing hotline, that number is very easy to remember. 247-FISH, 247-3474 is Clyde's 24-hour fishing hotline. It gives you updates on where the fish are biting, what they're biting on. Clyde's, make sure you see them.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hear this week's top newsmakers and a panel of expert political analysis on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up, ride. Yeah, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride.
Hey Jamie, how are you, sir?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was trying to get a rifle for my girlfriend. She didn't want to own a gun until all this craziness that's going on. And that lady that you were just finished talking to?
Fran, yep.
I wish she was going for one of the senatorial positions or the representative.
I know, yep, she's great.
That is one smart, articulate woman.
Yes, she is.
So I'm going over a client, so for my girlfriend, what do you think going a rifle, like a 22 or what's...
Is this for personal protection?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jamie, I'm hesitant to speak about it because you've already stated on the air that you are buying a rifle for someone else.
Oh, okay. Never mind, then. I hear you. But if I was going to buy one for myself, because I'm going down clients myself.
For personal protection, I would recommend probably a shotgun. Probably a personal protection shotgun, maybe in 20 gauge.
Okay, 20. Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds good.
All right.
All right, buddy, thanks.
See you, Jamie.
Bye.
There he goes. Tony in Delaware. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good, Alan. I got a quick question. I'm thinking about purchasing a CVA Optima V2.
That's a good one.
What bullet and powder combo would you recommend to get me started?
Well, CVA recommends the power belt. Okay. I mean, you could start with that if you like and see how you like it. I would, I can never remember the name of the muzzleloader bullet that I shoot, but I like an all lead bullet like the one that Lightfield makes. I shoot that out of one of my guns, and there's another one, and I can't remember. I just can't remember it, and I'm sorry.
Barnes Expander? Is it a Barnes Expander?
No, it's not a Barnes Expander, but that's another good one.
Okay.
But I would start with the 209. Blackhorn 209 powder. I really, really like the performance of that. It cleans up with plain tap water. Stay away from Pyrodex, if you would. The other alternative is 777. I like the replica powders. If you're not going to shoot black powder, then go with one of the replicas. And
why do you say stay away from the Pyrodex?
Pyrodex is dirty.
Okay.
It's just dirty. I mean, even the pellets. If you're going to go pellets, then go to 777. It's the same manufacturer. It's just an alternative to that Pyrodex.
Okay. Very good. I appreciate it, Buck.
No problem. And I looked the other day and I said I got to remember those bullets to tell the listeners, but I will.
Okay.
All right, Tony.
I appreciate that in the future. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye bye. Yep, that Optima is a good one. Look at the Acura too, if you can afford it. So, are we done already almost? We have 5 minutes left. Yeah. I guess the question is, what does it take to convince a hunter who will put $50 worth of stickers on his back windshield or invest $70 in two boxes of shells to go duck hunting, or $75 or $80 to buy a sweatshirt with some big logo on it? What does it take to convince that hunter to contribute the same amount of money to an organization who is the last line of defense in Annapolis for those who want to take away what you have? And if you don't think they do, they do. Remember what I said about the Humane Society of the United States. Its headquarters is in Montgomery County. There is a representative from the Humane Society of the United States on the Wildlife Advisory Committee. Their stated goal is to end all recreational hunting in the United States, one state at a time, and they are right here. There are anti-gun organizations who want all of your ammunition to be micro-stamped. There are organizations who want increased taxes on that $35 box of heavy shot, okay, or whatever it is, whatever you use for waterfowl. They want that tax to be prohibitive to the point where you can't buy it anymore. They want that box of $35 goose shells to go to, you know, $75 for one box of shells. The Maryland Hunting Coalition is a 501c4 corporation. That means we are allowed to do lobbying. That means we are allowed to make political contributions. Political contributions in Maryland make the world go round. Just say it. All right? We are not allowed to endorse a candidate. We are not allowed to endorse a party because we work with both R&Ds on both sides of the aisle and in both houses. We have allies who are Democrat delegates. We have allies who are Republican delegates. We have allies who are Democrat senators. We have allies who are Republican senators. Okay? We have to work with the pro-recreational hunting guys that are lawmakers in Maryland. And we do that through our advocate who has a contract with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. You got to support us. You know, if you want, we finished the year in deficit. We're entering the new year in deficit. So if you can, go to the website, make a contribution, come to Blazing Camo Day on February 4th.